Log Talk Radio.
Tuning into the program today. I feel good. I hope you are feeling good too. And you know, I tell you, I'm going to start the show by saying you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, and this is Cosmic Philosopher. Yes, Cosmic Philosopher Show, and my name is Timothy Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, and some other small books. Who Put People on Earth? And Six Steps to Religious freedom, not the church freedom. To religion. What I'm going to say, what I want to initiate this set or this edition with is The definition, psychological impairment. Okay? Psychological impairment. And I'm going to try to read definition, describe psychological impairment. And for people who may not understand exactly what I am talking about, since, you know, there are certain times when we are passing through phases of time, and those places where we don't know much of anything. We don't understand certain words when they are used in a discourse, and whether or not it's a monologue or something interactive. So I'm dealing with it on the level that I know. And just as I am helped by someone who knows beyond what I know, for those who may be helped by what I know, I'm going to go into this little discourse on psychological impairment. Now, I don't go to a college and go learn about psychology, but is that the only place we go to learn things like about our brain and how our brain works? No. I don't go to psychological degrees, but we don't have a dictionary just for people who go and do a degree. We have dictionary for people who read, you know, just able to read. That's why we have big dictionaries that tells us the meaning of things. And if, when you know the meaning of something, you can talk about it too. Maybe not at the level or from the angle that the professional who go to a school would approach what they have to teach. But I'm telling you that I have found out that if you have a civilized, sane mind, you go into the dictionary and you will learn a lot of things. You don't need nobody to talk to you about it. You learn the effects. You have learned all the nuances that deals with, let's say, psychology in the context, you know, that I am dealing with it right now. Like, I just decided, all right, it comes to my mind, I say, well, then, you know, psychological impairment. And as long as you know what the word psychology, psychology. Psychology. First, I'm going to define what psychology is, the root word. Right? And we're going to get the broad definition of what psychology is. So, you know, we are dealing with the faculty, our brain, and what controls, you know, our thinking, right? So, we're going to, based on the meaning of things that we understand, the order in which these meaning of things work. The meaning of things work in our minds to do things, to associate with the people of our society. Okay? So psychology is the scientific study of mind, and behavior. So don't let anybody fool you about psychology, right? And don't think that you don't have a right to understand it on a common basis. You know, psychology, the meaning of psychology is available to just a person who read and can understand things generally. May nobody tell you anything else. If you're having problems that you need to be solved and you need somebody who studies psychology to assist you, well, you see somebody who is trained that can tell you certain facts that you probably I wouldn't like be discussing or, you know, bringing up in what I'm saying here. But it's just like you buy a car and it's not, and you are not going to go do racing with your car. You're going to drive it for, you know, other purpose, to go to work, to go to visit friends and stuff like that. So if you understand what I'm saying, you want to get a good grasp of what you do every day, associate with people. Whatever the range of your range of doing a day's activity, right? This is talking about psychology is affecting your day's activity. I mean, 24-hour days, it doesn't matter whether it is 12 hours of night or 12 hours of day, whichever you are up and doing things. But psychology affects your conscious waking hours when you are alert. Want to understand what I'm saying? Because this is powerful stuff and things that when we don't know these common things, and we feel like it's degrees, people with degrees can talk about psychology. I can tell you, it's AD Anadamani syndrome. When we think like that, when you don't think that you have power to master a vast availability of knowledge concerning what the college and the university scholar go and get degrees in. They get degrees, and AD Anadamani will tell you you need a certificate to talk in a elevated way, or a very enlightened way, as though you go to a university or a college. Yeah, because the range to which a common person can understand psychology without stepping on the surface, where or on the turf, where scholar, let's say master controller. It's like you can know a lot about law. You can even represent yourself in court. You can represent other people, let's say in this system, but can represent yourself, or you can help a lot of people with legal problems. And you're not a lawyer. The only time you're going to have a problem doing it is if you want to go represent other people and you don't have a license to do it. But without the license, you can do marvelous things with the law, the knowledge of law. Yes.
And I know of someone who did law and tried to pass, having a hard time passing the exam to be licensed. And then they get person get a good job doing a lot of legal things. Just don't have a license. So he just gonna practice for and represent anyone, corporation or personal people at large. Right. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. The system that we are in have brought in a system that is anti before Christ. So you have the sodomite system here today. And, you know, I'll just come out and say that so that, I mean, I'm not hiding anything. I'm not hiding anything. Right? Because I'm saying what is actual truth. Right? Because we're talking about, and it's not good when we talk and we don't say the situation we are in with what we're saying, you know? A.D. Anadamani has no companionship with before Christ. None whatsoever. And you're looking at A.D. Anadamani passing away. All right? Because it creates a different world perception, civilized perception, and bring in Bible perception so that it necessitates for me to make these kind of a distinction that people will adjust their minds to what is really civilized. And not what is church and Bible that has no scholarly, authentic certification of the kind of control we are stripped of and become people who are Romanized, falsely Romanized. So I am talking this way so that everyone understands clearly what I'm saying. And I always like to give my number to folks who would like to call in and have something to say on the phone. Okay? And the number to call me is 347-850-1358. Do call, please, and come in and have what to say. Now, if you're afraid that, you know, you may not want to claim your liberty to talk things that you know to be true, if you don't know, don't talk. No, you don't know. However, nobody should be abridged of their knowledge. And neither should we submit to sodomite or homosexuals' dominance over civilization. They are not civilized. Their government not civilized. It has no certification whatsoever. And the Bible and the law that they are... It's not for Africans, right? So I'm here to make that known. All right? So I am laying a foundation for civilization perception and what is psychology mean. Every even animals, lower animals, have psychological power too. You see how they behave? All right. But we are talking about civilized people now. Not Yam Nair culture. homosexual culture. I'm not talking about them. They have psychological elements in their brain as well, but I'm not talking about their governmental existence, because they belong to Europe. They don't belong to where I am sitting right now in an African territory. They don't belong here. So I'm not talking to appease them, because they are on their way out of existence. If you don't know, white people are on their way out of existence. So it necessitates for me to talk about psychology, not the way they talk about their scholars and scientists know things. Because among the things that they know is something that is not covered on the civilized psychology. You see what I mean? They want this civilized world to forget civility, okay? And come to their psychology, a fucking ass, okay? Now, I'm here to make it very clear that's not what civilization is all about on planet Earth. And where they are coming from, hominid to Homo erectus, and interbreed with other people to start talking after 3.5 million years, I must make it clear that white people are not civilized. And it's the reason why I'm talking about psychology doesn't include them. Right? They shouldn't have any problem with me saying this, because they know it's true. If you think it's not true, take them up to Kentucky and show them to them up there. And they said they're going to rebuild. And I'm saying, no, they are not authorized to rebuild. They were not authorized to build in the first place. But now the gods is destroying their settlements where they don't belong. They need to know that. And African people who think that they are okay, they are nothing, you're going to find out. Get over on the right side of civility. That's all you need to do. Get out of these MAGA churches, the church, regardless of what they call them, church, singular term, on whatever denomination they want to make up. It is still church. They call it Jesus Church. Jesus is not a real character. Jesus and the Spirit God of the Bible are not real character. You cannot find them in history anywhere. Okay? Now, we must claim our territory, and we don't have any gun. In context, we don't have the Bronze Age iron gun, but we have the blood of the gods inside of us. And just as the gods rule and control the world, so we make manifestation, but we cannot make manifestation govern under the psychology of A.D. Anadamani. All right, so come back with me now to what is psychology, because many of us don't know. I didn't know myself until I was made enlightened to read and understand what is really moving the civilized world and have us in the ditch. All right? So the spoil psychology that bring homosexual about, it's a big, big knowledge that we are supposed to know. Right? And one of the things that help us to understand what has happened in the world and why we are at this, why we are at this juncture in time and need to get enlightened and push, let the psychological, what we call it, jet stream. Yes. Let's get the jet stream to push away the sodomized way of life that they have taught African people, right? The jet stream, okay, of sodomy. Because right now they are fully just about in control of everything. All right. So come on now. Let's talk about psychology. So the definition of psychology is the scientific study of the mind. You have a mind, so this is the common knowledge now that everybody should understand. Right? Think of the psychology of Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. Attribute that conduct, because it says a scientific study of mind and behavior. What do you consider the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic when it comes to what is good psychological behavior? How do you grade the Pope that apologized for the sins of the Catholic Church from antiquity to modern time? And I'll read a few items of what the church, the Pope, they have done to African people over past 2 millennia or so. All right? So consider that your mind function constitutes psychology, is psychology, right? And psychology is the thought of knowing, behavior, thinking and behavior, because thinking is what influences behavior, and you're conscious of what you're thinking and conscious of what you're going to do from what you're thinking, because your thinking carries the intangible force to influence a tangible reaction. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Okay? So we are all responsible to know what conduct is civilized from not. Do you think the Pope's conduct is a civilized one? That he's apologizing for 2,000 years of nasty conduct? That's not good psychology, right? Psychology includes the study of conscious and unconscious phenomena, including feelings and thoughts, is an academic discipline, which means intellectual discipline, in immense scope. Means people's thinking is enormous. And if we don't learn about it, my friends, we just go along each day and from year to year, and we don't really get to know ourselves. But this is attributing to your consciousness and who you are and how much you are in touch with your psychology. That is your thinking and your feelings on your actions. Across, what he says, crossing the boundaries between the natural and the social sciences. So, now you do understand what I'm saying. Like, they say, perspective. Perspective. Here are 7 of the major perspectives in modern psychology. What is the modern psychology? There's no modern psychology. And that is what we get with AD and Adamani, because it's all sodomite culture, and they demand sodomite way of thinking and sodomite psychology. Civilized people don't buy into this. And I'm saying don't buy into this because from way back, you know, over 2,000 years ago now, these white people have gone to Egypt, China, and all over the place, all over the world, and spread this type of ideology. You see what I mean? The psychodynamic perspective, the behavioral perspective, like fucking a banana a person's asshole. Okay? This is their perspective, all right? And that is what is approved in their brain. What about that? They want African cultures to adapt it. And if you don't know no better, you'll keep on going to church. When you know that church is not a positive psychology, it's a negative, because it's Christian. It's sodomy, European sodomy. Christianity doesn't come from prehistory. It does not. And they don't want to hear anything about prehistory. So you got to understand what's going on here. The biological perspective. You see, biological, this drives me to think about, oh, these guys fuck each other's ass. And then come into our environment and begin to use what they never talk. They never talk until after 100,000 years ago. And they learn to speak from African civilized and the God's creation. That's where they get it from. And they're behaving like it's not true. They need now to face the fact of who they are and where they are. Okay? It's the reason why I'm talking this. The cross-cultural perspective. Now, what kind of cross-cultural perspective are you talking about? You see what I mean? So when you begin to read these Jehovah's Witnesses and these church type of things, and you think that's the normative for the civilized world, you know, you're going to perish with that type of thinking. All right? And then you have evolutionary perspective. Right. So you need to know about the first humans. You know, when you think about this, you need to know about the first humans' evolutionary perspective. Who are they? The early human ancestors. Who are they? You see, if you follow some of these books that these white people are writing out, like it is the normal way to think, you're going to die and suffer in ignorance, because they're passing on a D and a Adamani culture to you, and you don't know it. No, how do I know? It's after a while, turn adult and by thinking, staying conscious and stuff, and think about things, I come to find out and learn the vast distinction between before Christ and what they call Christ time. Christ time is Christianity. Christ time is a psychology of evil. They are coming from hominid, the first humans, 3.5 million years ago. That's where white people are coming from. And why they are introducing a new world psychology where they fuck ass, and that's what they are endeavor to do. Now they're trying to make it seem like that's not what they are doing, but you don't follow these fucking ass white people, because they're doing one thing and telling you something else, and by the time, you know, they get done with you by using the wealth of the gods to finance what they're doing. See, they shut down Africa. Africa don't speak for the Elohim psychology. You see what I mean? And they allow these sodomite white people to do whatever they want. But the time is right here. The time is saying, you're done. You are done. You need to get out. Because you are never going to own this world at all. Never. And so it goes on to talk about now the humanistic perspective. All these kind of stuff. You see, the right psychology, psychodynamic perspective, behavioral perspective, cognitive perspective, biological perspective. You know, up to that point, one, two, three, four. The first four is, you know, you can work with it. But they gradually diminish it down to when it comes to evolution perspective, humanistic perspective. And those things are not civilized psychology at all. They don't need to talk about that because hadn't we been here where they are forcing the world to fuck us, they wouldn't be talking about that. But they want you to fuck us. That's the reason why they water down the right psychology to these kind of terms. We don't want them. Take it to Europe. And they can't get it. They can't get it because they're so, I mean, plagued with the 3.5 evolutionary mentality. These white people, they're still playing with it. See, they act like lion in the wilds looking for their prey. That's the way they are. That's what Christianity is. If you don't know, I'm telling you. All right. So psychology. I only need to tell you about the psychology that is a scientific study, right? So this study is about who we are. So it's good for us to find out who we are and not depend on what they want to teach you in a college and university today as evolutionary perspective and humanistic perspective. You see what I mean? Where they can get you to say, it's all right to fuck ass, man, and squirt all your thing in at the body wall. You can't get no baby, but it's sweet. That's it. Okay? We don't know about that because civilized people don't go there. So that is psychology, my friend. Psychology is a study, is to know about your mind and your behavior, okay? You want to know why you feel the way you do, what kind of hormones and stuff that trigger you to do things. That's what it amounts to. So now you know that. Psychology as a word and the meanings of it, okay? All right. So now let's listen to some of what he said about psychiatric impairment. When you have difficulty to learn certain things, it affects psychiatric performance. You know, see? So if we study enough, we can internalize with our consciousness and see why we find it difficult to do certain things. There's a lot of things we can discover about ourselves and can retrieve the ability that will overcome some of our problems. Once we know and understand the psychiatry performance of our brain and why we have certain kind of deficiencies and things that we can overcome, we don't have anybody help you, because thinking directly about a deficiency of your thinking and your behavior, if you think about it, you repair a damage that has been done. If you think about it and adjust to where you have a problem to think and to perform, if you think about it, you will find a way to get energized or bring back, reform, you know, the proper way in which to think and how to behave. If you, that's what you want your life to be, or you want to go dysfunctional. All right, let's listen to some of this version, friendly version, psychiatric or mental health impairment. Remember, I just come up with the idea today to, you know, have a look at background for what I have to say. And it comes up to me about psychological impairment. So here we are with what I thought about, right? These are information that we can find to help us with what we want to talk about. And whatsoever come up that is, we consider to be wrong things being said, because a lot of that is going on by these sodomite people coming up here acting like they're scholars and put all kind of stuff on the internet. So if we understand the history, the prehistory, psychology of humanity, we won't have a problem in running and swallowing up some of these things that these faggots are telling the world, because they're making the world normative sodomites. Everything that they do since they start to talk over the past 100,000 years, why they didn't talk 3.5 million years ago? Why white people never talk? You have got to discover these criminals that we have here today coming from the first humanoids. Okay? So this is what I am telling you. If you want to open up your mind and know things that's going on and where you never see the divide, now you're able to look at these words and trace the meaning of what is positive from negative. When does your mind function in a dysfunctional way? When you fail because you didn't know or you didn't pay attention, it is time to find out some things on your own and develop your own perspective. Okay? So now it is telling you now about the way your mind functions. So now begin to examine yourself and see how you can create changes for the better by knowing certain things. Psychiatric or mental health impairment are broad and range from mild depression to chronic disorders. So some of us are suffering from a lot of deficiencies, and we may never able to turn them around and become healthy, because over the past 2,000 years, African people have suffered this here. Our impairment become broad and wide range. We suffer from all kinds of problems, you see, to where we become immune to understanding what is the right way to think and how you come to find the truth about the world, about civilization, okay? You know how to define the meaning of things and hold on to, just a second. We want to make the distinction, because if you have children and you send them to school and you have like your 10-year-old boy and you send him to what is called Catholic school, and you'll have the teacher there, a man, is courting your 10-year-old son. You can't find anything in that but outrage. To the church, it's okay. They hide those priests pedophile. They want the boys, if they don't get to the age where they feel like they must penetrate their anus, they want these boys to suck their dick. You see what I mean? The church, it is okay with the church that the so-called federal government that we have here ruling African people. That's why, hey, look, we are put and subjugated to these kind of a stuff because of our ancestors that interbreed with them. Okay? So think about the psychology of your mind and when you're doing things and how you can, you know, just make things go wrong based on what you think and what you do. All right. So now you're talking about the disorder that we are suffering from now, chronic depression disorders, such as schizophrenia. A lot of us reach schizophrenia and don't even know. And if somebody say, "Oh, you're a schizophrenic," oh, you Wavian, you don't think you are, because you are under a government that is schizophrenic. The federal government is a schizophrenic government. Not because you see they do certain things, but you have to understand that our civilized world is fallen to schizophrenia. Because here we go to church, all of us go to church, and the world history textbook don't tell you nothing about church. You don't even see the word church in there. So you just think about what I'm telling you, and I say, think about Kentucky. Pay some attention to Kentucky. Right now, you can get good lessons of people who tell you what they're going through. You know, when people lose everything and they have to go someplace else to go find shelter. Life is not the same anymore. Why it's not the same anymore? It's not the same anymore because we are under a schizophrenic government and sodomites who are, you know, just living by lies and living by criminal effort every day, because that's what this federal government is surviving by. And Africa is over there supporting them, okay? Now, so it goes on that psychiatric or mental health impairment, when you're suffering and you're not seeing life in a civilized way. Impairment or broad and range from mild depression to chronic disorders such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, negative stereotypes, and the fact that these disabilities are typically invisible, call it intangible. Also, intangible. Invisible. It is intangible. And if you you don't fight this down easily when you're in an AD Anadamani societal world. You just don't. You don't get over this. It's not gonna be easy unless you begin to read and get open up and you find a way, you know, to heal your psychological wounds. Further complicate making accommodations for students with these disorders. Complicated. You see, because when you have the church, Roman, they call them Roman Catholic Church. They're not Romans, strike Romans, because that's not what they are. Okay, that is one of the things that they use to relegate and push African people out of range of healing, because you yield to the Sodomite so-called Romans. Okay, deny the truth about African origin. Okay, so here is this first paragraph that tells you something about this psychiatric, psychological disorder that we are suffering from. And if you don't understand, when he said, when they said here that invisible, it is typically invisible. That is a serious stuff. Because if you can read up yourself, look within yourself and see what's going on inside of you, you don't have any hope. And quietly, you're seeing other people with the same disorder, and it's normative now. Fagotism, homosexuality, is natural and normative in the world over the past 2,000 years. Okay? And you come up, see your parents in a church, and you don't have nothing else to do but go to church too. Now, we didn't want to be negative. We didn't want to be sick. But that's where we come, you know, into invisible, what do you call it now, like COVID-19, the virus. You see, the church is a virus. Christianity is a virus. Psychiatric virus. Students with mental health or psychiatric impairment. Impairment is when you don't know what is wrong with you, and you cannot, you know, you're not looking help for, you don't know that you're really sick, you know. So you're left to be eaten, you know, and to get sucked out, drained out, because you cannot repair yourself. You don't know that you are really in bad trouble. Psychological impairment is, in a lot of cases, worse than getting wounded in you know, by, you know, an instrument. See? So if you're not a good thinker to understand how you should keep your brain in good order and thinking well, you are done. Okay? So it goes on to say, students with mental health or psychiatric impairment can be affected in several ways. They may be more susceptible to the common stressors, college life, involving academic demands, as well as impersonal relationship. You see, all these are stuff that wears out your goodwill and your intention to be a positive person. You've gone to where you don't even know yourself, and you're just living under the pressure of what you have become because of the impairment. And living alone or away from home for the first time, students may have particular problems receiving, processing, and recalling information during times of stress. Oh, these are factors. These are factors. But think about where it comes from. You didn't just become like that. You're born and raised in a society, and a society that is full of virus, psychological virus. That's what you're full of, because your parents are Christians, and they either belong to this church or the other church. That is a cesspool of virus. You don't belong You don't belong. It's not civilized. But they want to tell you that you're civilized. You're going to college. It's civilized. The college is not even civilized. They have some good subjects that you're going to learn and learn to, you know, get a good education in that context, and you can go out and earn a good living and things like that. But guess what? You have the education, but you have a lot of misery inside of you. I have a brother with a PhD, but he's Christian. He's a minister. And I tried to talk to him, and he despised even history, that history don't mean anything. That's how you become, your brain deteriorates. When you look at logical things and you call it illogical, your brain is gone, you know what I'm saying? But yet still you feel like you are right. Because AD Anno Domini era is here. Side effects from medication may also impair attention, memory, alertness, and activity level. The episodic and unpredictable onset of occurrence of illness can also interrupt the educational process as well as performance in student employment. All bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, pull up the basket with make life impossible for you to come out of the drudgery of mental impairment, you see, because the more you get rid of mental impairment is the more you are free to fly in academic and adjust yourself to the right life, the right psychology, where you triumph over these things that otherwise destroy your system. Individuals with psychiatric impairment may be treated with a combination of medication that they shouldn't be getting. You know, that's not what they should be getting. You see, unless they fall in a condition where they can really get some treatment, and maybe the treatment they should get should not be a synthetic drug, you know, medication. You know, it should be proper herbal, because it's herb is the only thing that was created to heal people. You see, but now with these sodomites, AD Anno Domini, Christianity, they're not thinking about herbal treatment. You know, it's synthetic. Here, the doctors are not permitted to prescribe herb, because they look on that like it is not the right treatment. Now, when you're dealing with white people who leave their territory and come and invade and occupy territories with African people, I mean, it's not just one place they do it. They do it everywhere. And black people no longer have anywhere for themselves. Okay? Now, so when you hear me say, look, time up, sodomites, go back where you come from, you may understand what I am saying. Okay? Because by now, they are looked upon like, oh, they are the cream of the crop, you know, and they have all the money and stuff like that. Oh, do they get the money? If you know where they come from with the money, it's a different story. If you know the story of white people and Africa dealing together, you will understand, because white people never did talk over 3.5 million years. They never spoke. How did they get to speak and able to do cut deal or nothing like that with anybody. How do they know that? Do you know that? You don't know, not even A or B of that. You don't stand a chance. You see, because they will never reveal to you and tell you what they have done and why we are in the state we are in here today. Now, my friends, this piece of information here is great information. It's great information. And, you know, it is something that you should know. And why I pick it up today that we would talk about it, my friends, it is, it's good reason why I decide to talk about it. Today, I have a good reading in my chat room. I would invite anybody to come on and take a read. And I have also the link for this chat. Okay. I have the link for this chat that you can get to read it and nourish your soul. No joke about that. No. No. Don't want that. That is not what I want you to do. I want you to do this. Yes. I made error here. Okay, so this will not hold anything more. Okay, I won't be able to get this in today because let's see. I can do that and get the link in another way. Here is the link. Here's the link that if you come in, you can get this link and the chat that I'm telling you about. You can digest all of this information. Because this is a time for us to know. And if you can't wean your mind off the culture that we live in, you will perish under the fact that the people who are running the world, the Pope, confess by since 2,000 years ago, something that they said the church has never done. The church has never done it. And sure enough, they did it. I mean, you don't expect these people to confess about what they do. But since they confess, since the Pope confessed, who do you hear of African origin come out against them doing all those things? I mean, you don't apologize for stuff like that. You get out of town. The kind of stuff that they did, what he's apologizing for. And you think that they should just keep on going on doing what they're doing because they're still doing it. AD and Adamani is what the world, most of the world is living under now, right now. If Africa is being affected by this, then where is not affected by it? They are the only world government that exists who decides to sit down and make these guys carry on their fucking institution, sodomy of Christianity. And Africa says nothing. Kill Saddam, kill Gaddafi, and kill all the people in Rwanda, all the ethnic cleansing, and all over the world, people don't know, can't have their home because the Inquisition terrorists them. And these sodomites behaving like they are not the Inquisition of our time. They are the same people killing us and writing funny laws. Inquisition had law to kill and destroy African people, and so is today. It's the same law they have. You think it's a joke? I mean, I tell you to look up at Kentucky, and they thought, well, we're going to rebuild. I said, don't rebuild. Get out. Is what they apologize for. That they have done from antiquity to modern evil. AD and a dominant evil. He says, the Vatican released a lengthy document Tuesday and analyzing the theological underpinning, the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation, the church and the force of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request. So the Vatican wanted them to do it, and you bet it is something crucial why they do it. They're having problems. Otherwise, they wouldn't come out and talk these kind of stuff about themselves. All right? But listen. It says, calls the international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. You know what they call it? So this is a world that turned upside down, that they're going to talk about this criminal killer from the time that they Caesar Augustus, invaded Palestine and killing and take, you know, our taxes and all this kind of stuff. You know, you think about these kind of stuff, and Christian people revere the church, that it was a criminal invasion that destroyed African people. And yet still black people look at it as a Bible story that God sent his son to die for us. And there is nothing true about Adam and Eve who sinned in a garden and the God cursed, especially Eve, you know, in our having birth. Those kind of stuff, these sodomites write in the Bible, and African people believe it's a real story. When I talk about psychological impairment, my friend, the psychological impairment of the African people are at a bad level. It is too bad when we don't know that they came to steal and came with the army that they steal. They steal everything from us and going around and calling themselves Romans. When we don't know that, my friends, something that somebody like me is not that bright, but when I can read and see these kind of stuff, granted I have a paralegal law certificate, but common reading is good to know something like this. If you're reading and understand anything, if you read fictional book, it can teach you to know that the Bible, if you follow the words, just like you read a fictional book and find out what the fictional characters are doing, you can know what these faggot white people were doing in what they call Bethlehem of Judea. Why can't you read and see that they were criminals there? Why do you think that this Jesus is something, that some, Spagat, God character in the Bible, sent his son. Now, there is no son. None of this is true. They are studying our history to find things. Once they start talking now from 100,000 years ago, right, and now able to take on all of the things that the gods bless African people with, and now they are making use of the inventions or the Bronze Age development of civility by the black people. They have nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. I want them to start coming open their sodomite mouth and start talk anything about what I am saying. Okay? What they are to do is find their track back to where they come from. Because this is what is going to happen. Okay? Because when they are there with their bombs and stuff like that, that is not going to help them. It is not going to help them. Because you know what? You didn't hear any one of us fire anything and start the tornadoes in Kentucky. You didn't hear black people do anything. The gods seen that we have made changes. They see how many of us left the church. You see? And those of us who still in the church, who need to be enlightened, they see we are making progress. So now they ratchet up the tornado. The gods. Now, they don't want us to think that any power is behind the tornado. They're idiots. Read the World History textbook, not the Bible. Okay? And you will see what is really going on beyond the clouds. Okay. So now, telling you this reading, it is all here for us to read and understand. And when you think you are depending on a God that send the tornado and do all these kind of stuff, you think that the God that you're praying to do that, then this is what is called that type of a perception. Psychological impairment, because nothing can go like that. No, whether the God is a spirit God or something else. No real God don't do that. And write a Bible and say, I'll protect you. I'll be there for you. I'll keep you from you know, out of evil. Huh? Nighttime or daytime, I'll protect you. But no, none of that don't happen. And you still follow these white people and think that they're telling you the truth in the Bible about Adam and Eve. And a God begot a son. All the impossible things they write in the Bible. And we look at it like it's true. That means psychological impairment is very deep. We're not seeing. When we read the Bible and see what words mean in there to believe in God. But then when we read real history, well, we won't even read the history. But if you happen to read the history, you know what? Be better with history, because it not tell you to believe where you don't know. History will tell you direct information that exists. A Google of words in real history. When I tell you about any place, wherever it is, Google it and see if you don't find that place. Because it's on the map. Okay? So the reason why I'm here, this purpose, where we must come out of the darkness and come where psychological light is shining. So these guys are writing and telling you these things, and because we are in the dark, we don't make nothing of it. When we come to the light, we just realize, oh, but the document acknowledges that the simple admission of thoughts might look like acquiescence. But you see, it is acquiescence. You see, for them to be apologizing for this thing, I mean, as ducking, duckly as they are, they start talking on their accents and they understand certain things. That's it. You know, the Pope is a Yamnaya culture person. He understands certain things and they know when something is looking bad. So here it is saying now, what is in the document, you know, it's like we acquiescing, you know, in the face of accusation made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. Now, they don't want you to be hostile to the church, although everything they have, the Pope confesses to, has nothing to do with harm done by African people to white people. There's none. And if you want to think that Christianity is a reason for you to like white people, listen. Your psychiatric mental function, you may not recover from it. What the church has done, why you don't think nothing much about what the Pope apologized for and why he apologized. Your brain is gone. They're telling you that the document list false. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, and coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, the disrespect, you see, to women, races and ethnic groups. You hear that? It don't include any European white people. You know, the sodomite them, who never talk. You see? Never talk until they interbreed with African people. So even though Africa, that's why they target the African people, because they know African people are hybrid, Homo sapiens sapiens, nothing less, nothing more. And we are young in development, and they have like 3 million of animal level senses. The fact that they are human and they are able to attain higher level of human understanding, this is what is causing the problem. And that's why they turn on African people. They think we wouldn't find out, you know, what the problem is. But now we know what the problem is. They are over with now, because there's just no way civilized people are going to tolerate uncivilized people who want you to start fucking sex in your honor. You're gone totally when we find that out. So whatever impaired us, it's moved. So if you think you're going to stay here, no, that's not true. The gods are only interested in us come to realization and move and adjust ourselves to what we are supposed to be. And now we become free from all the curse that keeps our psychology destroyed. We are being healed by the renewing of knowledge now. Okay? So these are the things that they did. They cannot be forgiven for these things. So don't you even think about that. Christianity is what makes us think about forgiveness and stuff like that. Christianity is fucking ass. Nothing more. So if you don't want to get out of the church, I already tell you what is going to happen to you. Okay? You cannot be purged being a Christian. Christianity is not civility. All right? So it goes on. Yes. Disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization affronts the women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Now, you think about that. You think about that. Look, I want to tell you something. Let's get a little interlude here and get back into the other frequency so that we can have to what we have already talked about. And let's talk about Tune, Neil Diamond's song, Coming to America. And think about why these sodomite people come to America. It's not what we think about. And when they talk about religion and all of that, they're running from religious persecution and talk about they were trying to enhance their wealth and stuff like that. Now, some of those things, running away from persecution of religion is a lie. Wipe that out. But the other one about enhancing their wealth is more in line with what they really wanted. They didn't have to want no wealth to come to America. They want to take over world society of civilized people and to force sodomy on them. That's what it is. I can prove that. Okay? That's what white people want. They write it. They expose themselves. Okay? So when you talk about Christianity, they are coming to give Christianity, true Christianity. And because they're talking like that, because they have convinced the African people over the years with their evangelism of Jesus Christ. So that's all we know. We grew up going to the church and stuff like that. So that's why they talk that way. Okay? But now that we know, there is nothing in anything about Jesus Christ. There is nothing about a God who begot a son or a devil cast down from heaven. None of those things are true about Adam and Eve cursing a garden. The first root problem, Adam and Eve in the garden, none of it is true. We have a history to tell us who we are. And if you want to sit there and go to church with them and go think about, oh, I love Jesus, listen to what Neil Diamond says, okay? I will be right back. We'll be right back.
today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll stay our grave. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there. They come to America. Got a dream.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. Listen, I was thinking about the civilized world at large from a prehistory perspective, or in the context of prehistory accounts of the civilized world. Clearly, unless one reads properly, the account of human existence beginning from hominid 3.5 million years ago, come to Homo erectus, and then their interbreeding with Neanderthals, and next with the hybrid of Africa. You won't understand what is the civilized world at all. Therefore, when I read the history about the calendar, the first civilized calendar, of course, has nothing to do with AD and Adamani. Okay? So think about what I'm trying to say to you. If we continue to live the way we are living, we African people, and totally oblivious to who we are by the recorded history, and continue with belief and faith in the Bible, Adam and Eve story, and a spirit God in a Bible, and Jesus Christ, none of these things are authentic information. You understand what I'm saying? None of it. All right. My point is, I struggle for a long time to understand the civilized world. Who are the real human civilized people? The culture, the ethnic people. Now I have a little adjustment to make here. All right, let's get back to it. I grew up in Christmas, Easter, and stuff like that. That's the world I know, okay? It means that I grew up with psychological impairment. I don't know the civilized world. And I grew up like that until I reached adult age, until I passed half a century years old. I still don't know. But the information all around me, but I can't see it, I don't hear it, I don't perceive it. So it will have to it will have to be that I live long enough for things to happen to me and for me to start seeing and realize what is the civilized world. And I don't hope to convert anybody to see, because something has to happen to you in order for you to perceive the civilized world and know who on earth are civilized people, right? To read and find the evidence of things that we cannot see will take a stimulation of our interest to understand. And while you're trying to understand, you don't slip off track. You got to stay on track. So you don't let anyone become an influence to you. If you hear anybody say anything that makes sense to you, let it make sense to you, but you don't have no affiliation with our friendliness that is going to, you know, impede your real focus. Your focus must be yours. You know, you say your secret prayers to the gods who create our system, us and the system of the world. And so that's the way it is. It's a personal thing. So now I'm telling you what I have been noticing, the things that I learned gradually till now, and look at the world through the knowledge that I have learned. And, I am estranged to a vast majority of people. And some of the closest people to me still don't understand my demeanor. So as long as I don't injure anyone, I'm safe. So it means that I am developing well, because I learn how to get along with other people. Well, if they don't want to get along with me, that's their business. But I don't do anything to prevent them from getting along with me. Right? I practice the perfection of being good to them. And if they can see that I'm being good to them and I don't show no signal like I'm going to change, I'm producing. I'm being fruitful. And that's all I want. Well, that I don't earn any condemnation by any plausible means that somebody can raise. I don't have none of that, because I'm coming from where everybody, experience in the world. I'm coming from where I was hindered. My psychological impairment was great, right? And my concentration took me to where I want to be, and it is a strain. You just don't snap your finger and, you know, you get out of it. No, it's a lot of evil in the world that plagues us. Things that you don't even want to think about plagues you. We are not in a good position. And you have got to want to have the civilized life. I mean, to a degree where you are willing to, like, wean yourself away from the last thing that you can observe is a problem here. And you want to be the person you're supposed to be. Nothing more, nothing less, because once we are dead and gone, you know, I mean, what do you have to get now when you're dead and gone? You are in the spiritual world. And if you don't go with a clean spirit, well, I don't think you're going to have a good time over there. Okay? So now is the time to get yourself in order. Do what you see you need to do. Right? And know for sure, you have to stay away from church. You shouldn't be forced to stay away from church. It should be something of your knowledge that you gain. Right? While these people are doing everything, it's difficult for us, because if these Sodomite people now, culture Sodomites, if they have their hand and the button that keeps light in our eyes, I mean light when it is dark, and to cook your food and stuff, if they are around those things that we need to have in life, then, you know, they're controlling everything that we do. And they're sodomites. And there's a way to get them out of us only if we cease from helping their existence. As long as you help their existence, you don't expect anything to be better. Because they're lying to you about your inalienable rights. Like what they have in the Bible about Adam and Eve is about your inalienable rights. Adam and Eve cursed in a garden is a part of your inalienable rights. That's what they're telling us. Okay? When I read about the gods and their work and how they set up the civilized humanity, because by themselves, they had a generation, a civilized generation of themselves. And it's when they brought us by the fertilization in vitro in glass tube via the Homo sapien mixed blood with the Elohim blood. There is no Jesus blood in history. We become primitive workers. And by so, several ethnic group of people, right? It's not just one group of African hybrids. It's several. And because we grow up into the system where the Homo erectus interbreed becoming with African people and becoming Yamnaya culture, Sodomite Yamnaya culture, and take over the world. The world is different in every way psychologically. That's why the impairment caused people to commit all kind of crimes. Covet and warmongering and everything, And all these churches represent those evil stuff. And we think that when we go to church, we are trying to stay away from evil. The church is an evil creation. There's no doubt about that. You may find it difficult to adjust to that, but it's the truth. Look, a place like Jamaica should be, if the church was anything good, Jamaica should be winning a lot of people over. Because there's more church in Jamaica than any place else, they say, on the planet Earth. Jamaica has a lot of church, right? And the reason why they have a lot of church is because the church is an evil institution that pretend to be an institution to save souls. And there is just nothing true about that. If I come from the church and tell you that, it's like, come on, if alligator come out of the sea and tell you that the shark has fever, you have to believe it. Because he's telling you the truth. Well, so it is here with me. When I tell you these things, I'm telling you the truth. And if you can find find truth that is different from mine, and you can prove it with the history that I read, it will be proof that I was not free like I thought I am. Right? If you can prove it. And I will never do anything for you not to prove it. I'll cooperate with the process. That's not a joke. And I'm even inviting you to do that. That's no joke. I mean, that's how confident that what I have read and digested is true. Now, and I'm saying, look, I'll cooperate with any process that you have. Certainly overthrow what I am thinking. I want the truth. I want the truth. So if I think that there is a reservation in what I have read, because I don't formulate these things, I learn them. And I use words that everybody using, and I don't conflict when I'm talking to people. I run into contradictions, because I use those words the way they are designed to be used. All right? So if you want to keep on doing what you're doing, there is no way to see that besides, you know, we only have so much time to live. I want when my weary days on earth are ended, it is well with my soul. But on the basis of what I am learning now and adjust myself to, the calendar that we have, that these white people don't want nothing to do with it, but they want their Christianity. Why they change the remove from our calendar. But and Africa stand by and allow them to do it. You see what I mean? But now, what is inside of me, what I've learned, I don't need Africa. I don't need Africa to sit there over the past 2,600 years and allow these faggots to destroy the African civilized world that the gods of heaven, the Nibiru, 10th planet gods, you know, they come here and, you know, all of what we see and living by is by them. And Africa, who is given the right, like you read not even in the Bible, that God created us and tell us to control the world. These white people been here over 3.5 million years, and the gods didn't tell them to rule over here. He didn't give them anything and say, take control. But now that they interbreed with us, which is breaking the kingship laws of humanity, these folks are able to now talk, read and write, and do all kind of artisan skills, science and everything, and tell us they are discovered and so on. And we sit down, Africa sit down and allow them to do it and kill our people who are supposed to advance our intelligent world? No, they don't. What about Colin Powell? What about him? The best of who we have don't do nothing of the kind. Thank you for tuning into the program today. And as I tell you about the calendar, I look and see the way the civilized world is established by the original calendar. And these faggots come in and decide that they are going to change up and make a new world. And simply because none of us stood up, they do it. And now, it's not an easy thing to get out of what they have done. But it is there. And as it is said, narrow, straight and narrow. Straight is the gate and narrow the way that leads to life. And few there be that find it. Yes, that we, our ancestors, caused us to be restricted to a narrow way to find our original place in life. And we will not get there unless we walk this narrow way. And narrow way is not Christianity. The narrow way is not Christianity. The narrow way is not the Genesis creation story. No Jesus. And easy, and so much so, the Bible is so corrupt that if you begin to think seriously, it won't be difficult for you to see the straight way. Straight the gate and narrow the way. If you read right. But the kind of reading that we are doing in universities and other and college and other institutions, it does allow you to function in this AD system because the system is set up that way. With you live with a lot of impairment, mental impairment, dysfunctional behavior, and it's all right. You see, and by the time that they will put you into an institution, you know, good nothing to yourself. You can't be redeemed. But now when you have time to hear somebody talk and reason, and you decide to, you're too old now, and you're going to go on loving Jesus and stuff like that, you cannot find the way back. You cannot find the way back to life, to civilized life, my friend. All right. So I'm going to read this to you. And if I get a chance, I'll read a few Isaiah scripture to you that tells you some things that people ought to read or make. People only think that Genesis creation story in the Bible is the only place, you know, they are to read and believe. But that's not true. There are places in the Bible that speaks directly to the healing of psychology. Yes. And if you start to read them, you're going to clash with Christianity. Okay? And I would like to read some of those. I read them before, but, you know, people don't really, don't easily get penetrated. And because this is a highly strenuous mental exercise to see the things that you need to discern and turn in a different direction, it's not easy. So people, it doesn't matter how convincing what you say is. A lot of people, it's not going to bother some people once they believe in Jesus already, and it's sealed and done. Jesus is coming back for them, and that's it. It's not going to happen, but for them, it happened already. All right? And civilized inquisition Crusades are 1.5 million years Homo erectus AD expelled. They are expelled now. They just need to get up and get out. Well, I tell them, the 450,000 years ago, emergence of civilization, emergence of the gods, 450,000 years ago, emergence of the civilized gods to earth, the first bureaucracy, kingship, government, and later, 250,000 years, ushered in the exclusive first civilized anatomic hybrid Homo sapiens sapiens human being, and are ruled over by kingship. These first civilized humans populate the earth with civilization. Yes. So it goes on to say, the civilized Elohim God and their comprehensive knowledge of sciences in civilization came to the earth 450,000 years ago, went into Abzu, South Africa. However, Sumerian wrote, the gods manifold civilized knowledge of wisdom and understanding was never made known to the then humanid, human-like Homo erectus that live in Europe 1.5 million years, according to the certified National Geographic World History. They didn't know nothing about that. They didn't know nothing about that. Homo erectus are early mute evolved hominid. Live and only made stone tools. Right? The Homo erectus are early mute evolved hominid. Live they live and only made stone tools, then think. But what happened? Something happened, right? They started to interbreed with Neanderthals. By kingship law, we know today is unlawful and uncivilized interbreeding with African hybrid human beings. Cause white European to able speak. Yes. So it is saying here that they weren't able to talk, and because they only were able to make stone tools, right? And then they extinct. Yes. But some of them had some of them had violated God's law. Violated God's law. Okay. So by kingship law, we know today it is unlawful by now we know today it is unlawful, it is unlawful and uncivilized to interbreed It's unlawful to interbreed with African hybrid human beings because that it causes white European to enable speak civilized words and do artisan skills. Since 100,000 years ago. Yes, since 100,000 years ago. Then became terrorist, Inquisition, and crusade. And crusades. Now it's time to realize what false sodomy law they are using to mess up Elohim kingship government and the civilized people. The civilized people world. What is Dionysian era? So it is, what is the what is the So the question is, what is the Dionysian era? It's not is. What D-O-E-S? What does the Dionysian era distinguish? Is the era is an era. Is an era using the notations BC, before Christ, and AD, Latin, Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord. The terms Anno Domini, AD, and before Christ, BC. The use are used to label or number years in the... It is not known how Dionysius established the year of Jesus' birth. Hear that? But yet still, that is the foundation on which these white people of taken the wealth of the world. You know, these, you know, I mean, these Yam Nayo culture. Imagine. They think that they can work magic and change the world. That's what these white people think. But these white people are not the natural Homo erectus that we read about, because they interbreed with African people, and that in effect caused them to start speaking, whereas 3.5 million years, they did not speak. And the history is there to prove it. Okay? And they can chaw iron. They will go back to Europe. My name is Timaldred, and I tell you so. These Sodomites, Yamnaya culture Sodomites, will go back to Europe. And if you think it's a joke, yeah, they just need a lot more of what we have done, the gods have done. We are their offspring. What the gods have done and been doing for quite a few years now. These tornado power, but these Sodomites don't care, you see, until the last one of them is blown away. Well, I think maybe that's the way it's going to end, because as long as they are fucking ass and have their hands on the wealth of Africans, they don't care about nothing, because they came here to swallow up African people and to get them to fuck sodomy too. And look, they don't care. The wind could blow wherever it wants as long as they can live another day. They don't care. But look here. It's a matter of cleaning them out of African territory, and that's what is happening. Take a good look up there. Go up there to Kentucky and see what up there is like, in case you're missing the point. They must leave African territory, and nobody's begging them to leave, right? Because they will be dead, okay? The hurricane will wipe them out completely. So don't rebuild what we knocked down. Everything to sustain your all life. Don't rebuild, because the gods not out of wind to blow everything into pieces. I tell you, and it's up to you to take it serious. And do the right thing for yourself. Because if you think you're going to change the plan of the gods and pretend that they don't exist, forget it. You found out when you tried to go up and sodomize Mars and the moonlet. See what happened to you. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I just say to you that I would like to read you some of the scriptures that speak against these sodomites. I'll tell you another number. Let's see what it's like. Yeah. All right, let's play you David Hartley, Crazy Arms. That is civilized, created by the gods on their group of civilized people that you read in the Bible that their children marry the daughters of men. Don't you read that? That is a part of history. Right, so they put some of these things in the Bible, but they do so in a way that you still think that Adam and Eve was cursed. That's the way they do it. They're not telling you the truth. Right? So whatever they tell you, it all fits in with the sodomites, world of God and Satan. But what I want to say to you is that when you read of when civilized people live on the earth are not these white sodomites at all, who only make stone tools, they were not known by the world. 1.5 million years. White people were never known. They start to be known after they were interbreeding up with Neanderthals. Well, they didn't, wasn't known by, you know, by anybody, because there was no civilized human being during the time of the Neanderthals. There was no civilized humans at all, right? But that's all that they could find to interbreed with at the time, or maybe some other unknown like their own. What I'm trying to tell you is that just like you see the world today is ruled by and dominated by sodomite white people. In another 100 or more years, when you read history, people will read of us in this era and the way the world is. It won't be read like a civilized world. It will be read that white people, European, rule the world with the churches. All right. What I'm trying to say to you, when I read the history going back 2,000 years ago and 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, the terror of these so-called white people, so 2,600 years ago. So if you go back to like what they call BC first century is the last century before they come in with AD Anno Domini, all right? Read and you will see right back in the time when the river valley emergence of civilization come about. You'll find out that you don't read about no uncivilized people, but these same folks begin to destroy African establishment, the civilized world. So, if we don't read well enough to understand what has happened in what is called BC world, and we are accommodating these sodomites here who don't really know anything about civilization, like I told you. Their ancestors were the first humanists. There was no civilized people around. And they go on millions more years, Homo erectus. And then they start to interbreed with more civilized people, the Neanderthals. That came from Homo sapiens. White people don't come from Homo sapiens. When they interbreed with the Neanderthals, what they got when they interbreed with the Neanderthals is to look at like a little more like more human like, better looking and stuff like that. But they were still making. They couldn't. They were still uncivilized, making stone tools. Now they want to make it seem like they were doing something else. But the history is there to tell you. So, where the civilized world come from? It come from the gods, nobody else. And going to Africa, and then Abzu, the South Africa, and you will see. That's what the science, Michael Challenger and a group, Joan Henney and others, you know, down there trying to get the bank, what name of the bank is, to change their policy on the way they do business and allow not just those of them to enrich themselves and African people can't get no wealth. They're down there making some headway to use the fact of civilization to change what they're doing. The sodomites them. You see? So gradually, the more the knowledge of what the gods have done on earth, that's a spirit god that making anything that like they write in the Bible, dump the Bible and this God that they have there talking to make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on 7 days and curse Adam and Eve. You see what I mean? Get this whole bunch of stinking nonsense, corrosion, up the Bible. This stuff that they write in the Bible about a God, it's their fucking ass they're talking about a God. So what I'm trying to tell you, the next generation will read about them trying to get the African people to fuck us. Now, when we read about what the gods did when there were no civilized people here back in the time, when they were depending on the water to make irrigation and to plant and agricultural and stuff like that. Everything depended on the gods. You read and you will find out that the people depended on the gods. And they came up at a time, these Sodomite white people, they came up at a time when everybody depended on the gods. And you read that in the World History textbook, that they show it, that they themselves depended on the gods. Now they come and spoil the world, and we are here unable to maintain control so that they could get ahead and put Africa to sit down and say nothing about what they do. But things are changing right now. And they don't have any force at all to keep it sodomized. Okay? Go up there to Kentucky and see why. Go up there and see why. We belong to the gods, to the civilized gods who created us civilized. You think I am going to be civilized and let them hush me up? Oh, come on, man. It's not going to happen. But I want to show you that. You know, when people will read about Christmas and Easter and all that going on in the next generation, they will see that we didn't do well at all to stop this pestilence from destroying civilization. We didn't do much. But however little that we did, it was acceptable for the gods to help us. They are helping us. Go up to Kentucky and you will see how much help we are getting. It's to let them know. But if we can't stand up and tell these faggots, say, get out. This is the reason why, you know, people are wondering why it is happening. It is happening because of sodomy that take over our world where we live, and you know, it just is not going to go any further. So let's get rid of this homosexual world, man. Let these people go back into Europe where they come from. All right, let's hear some of this. If you think the Bible only have accommodation for sodomy, it's 66 books. Read it real good. There's something in here for you to know. First, with all you can find in Genesis as confusion and lies, read Deuteronomy 28. In 27, 28, 29, 28, it's feature knowledge to see what went on before our time. All right? Now, let's come to Isaiah. Isaiah 59. Let's read some of this and hear what this is going to tell you. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear anything you say. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips outspoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. None call for justice, nor pleadeth for truth. They trust in iniquity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their words. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Ain't that right? Yes, every day, every night, that's what they do. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whoso goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore, judgment, therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. You see what I mean? We wait for light, but behold, obscurity for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grow for the wall like the blind, and we grow as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like dogs. We look for judgment, but there is none. For salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our gods, seeking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and iniquity cannot enter. That's what the state is in the world today. Yes, truth feel, and he that departeth from evil make himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor, nobody to even plead with them between the gods and us. And he saw that there was no man, and wonder that there was no one to intercede. Therefore, his harm brought salvation unto him. Like, provide someone, you know, some kind of intercessor. His harm, his own will brought someone. It sustained him. He says, you wonder that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his harm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury to his adversary, recompense to his enemies. To the island he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression To them that turn from transgression, in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seeds. The Lord from henceforth and forever. Rise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee. The Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee.
All right. Let's see. We can get this one. Yes. It is woe to the crown of pride. Chapter 28, Isaiah. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one. Which has a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden on the feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth, while it is yet in his hand, he heateth it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. And for a spirit of judgment to him
that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have heard through wine and through strong drink, or out of the way. The priest and the prophet have heard through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They hear in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breath. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and sneered and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. One life in Kentucky. It did pass through there, right? They all see that display of the power. But yet still, they say, the overflowing scourge not going to come close to them. All right? Well, they say they're going to rebuild. Rebuild? It's not a good thing. Go back where you come from. For we have made lies our refuge. That's what they say. And under falsehood, have we hid ourselves? Sodomites. Okay. They have to keep on fucking asshole, and they want African people to get on board, and, you know, they're not going to stop until they accomplish their dream, right? If their dream is right, well, they can keep on. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. I like when I read these places. He lays on a stone, a tried stone, a sure foundation. He says, I lay in Zion, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and that be, and that, what? He that believeth shall not make haste. So, believing in the stone that he lay to serve righteousness, people will see. If you believe what you see and you know what you see, that's knowledge right there. It's not just believing in what you don't know, because the only way to be in track is to believe in what you know. It's not what is likely to change. You see something and it's evidence, it's evidence. So he says, chief cornerstone, lens iron, a cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it from the time that it goeth forth. It shall take you for morning. By morning shall it pass over. By day and by night. And it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perizim. He shall be wroth as in the valley Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore, be you not mockers, okay? Lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption even determined upon the whole earth. Give you ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. Both the plowman, plow, he says, Does the plowman plow all day to sow? Does he open and break the clods of the ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, does he not cast abroad the pitches and scatter the cumin, cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For his God does instruct him to this question, and thus teach him. For the fishes are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin.
Yes,
but the fishes are beaten out with a staff and the cumin with a rod. Bread corn is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it. Nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. A little more from chapter 29. Whoa! To Ariel. Woe to Ariel. To Ariel. The city where David dwelt. Had you ear to hear? Y-E-A-R. Had you ear to hear? Let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And they get strike and burn and washed away. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against you with a mount, and I will rise forth against you, and you shall be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and you and your voice shall be as of familiar spirits out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yes, it shall be at an instant suddenly. Thou shalt be visited by the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise. They talk about the noise that they heard, Kentucky, the noise that they heard. Yes, and great noise with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire and the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awake, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dream, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be. That fight against Mount Zion. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. Pollution, right? They stagger, but strong drink. For the Lord hath poured upon you the spirit of sleep, and hath closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers hath ye covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the word of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray. Read this, I pray thee. And he said, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he said, I am not learned. Therefore, the Lord said, for as much as draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men. And then them say, it is the wisdom of God, right? The Spirit God in the Bible. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. Even a marvelous work under wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us? Who sees us? And who know us? Surely your turning of things upside down, which means get rid of civilized way of life and come with your sodomite church, monotheism and all that. Yes? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say to him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing formed say, of him that framed it, he hath no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words, and the hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall inherit their joy. No, the meek shall increase their joy in the Lord. and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Palestine. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the corner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off, that make a man an offender for the word, and lay a snare for him that reproof in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the oath of Jacob, shall now know shall now be okay, yes. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face wax pale, but when he see his children and the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sacrifice. Is this? No. And sanctify. They shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Palestine. They call it Israel. But my friends, whatever I consider to be flaws in some of the writings does not stop the veracity, the message of what is befalling the evil ones of today. See you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning into the program today.